Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I'm a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. And we have a great show today. Today's theme is Conquering Fears, featuring my very special guest, Vortex Success YouTube creator, Edith. Edith creates subliminal meditations to help people around the world conquer their fears and achieve their dreams. So she's doing amazing work. Edith began this project to help herself and someone close to her. And after noticing a huge change in both of them, she decided to share her work and create new recordings to give to the public. So Edith is here today to share strategies for how we can all conquer our fears and realize our dreams. Edith, thank you so much for being here and the amazing work that you are doing.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Too, because, meditation is, we hear more and more about it every day, which is good news and the benefits of it. And it is a practice in which we train our minds and kind of induce a kind of consciousness where we realize some benefit for ourselves, or the mind acknowledges it's we're more mindful of what's going on in inside of us and can recognize what that is and kind of step back from it.
Mm-hmm.
You have created subliminal meditations, and that's very fascinating. And please tell us more about what subliminal meditations are and why they work for us.
Okay, absolutely. Subliminal messages are basically hidden positive affirmations that are meant to kind of trick the system and bypass the consciousness and reach to the subconscious mind. Now, before I talk about how subliminal messages work and why they are so powerful, I would like to, first of all, touch the subject of why do we even need them in the first place? You know, what's the reason to even to listen to subliminal messages?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that because we have subconscious mind limiting beliefs that reside deep inside in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, groundbreaking studies show that each and every one of us has an inner hidden force within us. And this hidden force is conducting our lives. This determines our results.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that people are not moving forward is because they work with the same patterns, and these patterns are blocking them from succeeding. They're blocking them from moving forward. And what subliminal messages do, they eliminate these patterns, they break them, they change them completely and replace them, these limiting beliefs, with empowering beliefs that will help people to actually reach their dreams.
Edith, what are some of our most common limiting beliefs?
Oh, you name it. You know, we have so much. You have so much. And you know, in my daily life, when I go to the grocery store even, or when I talk to people, you can hear in one conversation when you talk to people so many limiting beliefs that they have about money, about love, about weight. For example, people... You hear it so many times, like it's so hard to find love, or relationships involve lots of fighting, or if somebody treats me well, he must be stupid or weak because I don't deserve it. You know, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And these paradigms are conducting our lives. They are controlling our lives. And despite the fact that we do have conscious desire to find love or to attract more money, to lose weight, despite that, if you have a huge gap between your subconscious mind settings and your willpower and your desire, the subconscious mind is always going to win. You have no choice. Like you have no way to conquer that unless you change the settings.
Well, I totally agree with you that we do need to get to those deeper layers to change those settings and to really break down those destructive ones and the sabotaging ones and develop healthy ways of mindsets and felt senses. So lots of questions, actually. I guess the first one would be your story, though, because I am assuming, I mean, I think we typically, because, I mean, this is true of my own life, that we come to a lot of things within ourselves or to our discoveries through experiences that we have that lead us on this path. And I know you talked about, you know, it changing your life and that of a close someone close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us that story.
Yeah, sure. So I struggled for years with limiting beliefs about money, okay, and my previous businesses and everything. And I did a good job, but I've noticed that I always had to struggle to make money. Like it never came easily. I always had to work so hard for this. And it took me time to understand that the reason that it's so hard for me is because I am working with an automatic pilot that the root for that is my subconscious imp that I had. Because I grew up with my mom, I love her to death, but I grew up in a way that made me design these settings, that money never comes easily. Money never flows freely. You always have to work hard for money. And once I exposed this, once I revealed my common belief, this limiting belief, I looked for so many ways to change it. Like I've done hypnosis, I went to CBT, I did NLP even, but nothing really helped. And then I don't remember how, but I just came across with a fascinated field of subliminal messages. And I started listening to that. I didn't create it at first myself. I started to listen to other people's subliminal messages about it. You know, I paid gurus and I started to listen. And then I've decided, you know what? Create something of your own, because you know your limiting beliefs, so you know how to attack it the best. And then I started to create it myself. And I've seen tremendous results. And right now my mindset is, it's so clear to me that money does flow freely, that there is abundance everywhere. You know, money is an energy, and everything is an energy. And we shouldn't struggle to get abundance. We shouldn't struggle to live good. Life shouldn't be this way. So once I programmed my subconscious mind, once I transformed my inner settings that were so deep, then things really started to change for me. Like, it was easy. You didn't have to make effort. Like a plant, you know, like a seed doesn't have to make an effort to grow. You know, that's how it works. And then I thought, wow, there are so many people who don't even know about this. And I went to YouTube. Huh, sorry?
You know, I'm listening. I'm loving what you're saying.
Thank you. And then I went to YouTube and I saw, you know, there is a huge lack in subliminal messages. Like the only videos I've seen were like 5-10 minutes. And
right.
Most of them were spoken messages. And spoken messages, right, when you listen to them, it doesn't really get to you, because we have this immediate resistance. Like when you hear something that is completely contradicting your beliefs, you will resist it. Like, you won't let it go through. And resistance creates a negative emotion. So when negative emotion is involved in the process, the change is going to take forever, if it's going to happen at all. And I've decided, you know what? create these subliminal messages and share it with other people because they need to know. People need to know that they can access easily their subconscious mind, that they can change their lives, that they can change their patterns. They don't have to take their old programming that was created ever since they were born. They don't have to take it with them. You don't have to take that backpack with you. You can just take it off. You can do differently. You can design your brain differently, and it's possible. And that's what I want to show to people.
Well, I think that's what definitely attracted me to your work and what you're doing, and I think it's incredibly empowering, and because that's what this show is really all about, how we can empower ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
And that it's not as hard as we think. And you're a perfect example of that yeah. There are things that we can do. We just need to find the resources and give ourselves that opportunity to open up to these incredible resources that we have. And absolutely, science completely shows that the brain can be changed. It's just this endless research in that. So it's all supported. And so, again, thank you for the empowerment message. And what have you seen in doing this work in people being able to create transformation? What is your transformation story?
My transformation story is that I made lots of money, first of all. Like, I live in abundance. And I was managed to attract money easily without making effort. Like, opportunities came right away. And once I reduced my anxiety about money, it was way easier. Now, it's not only, I don't have the only success, the people I share it with. By the way, my YouTube channel touched the lives over 4 million people around the world. And I have thousands of customers who download the subliminal meditations that I have on my website, vortex-success.com. And they share with me extremely amazing success stories. Like, people manage to lose weight. People share with me that they built their confidence, that they're not scared of the world anymore, that they're not scared of their existence, that they're not terrified of people. Like, they show themselves, they put themselves out there, and people manage to attract love and build healthy relationships and not repeating the same cycle of attracting toxic relationships and people that are wrong for them. So there are many, many success stories. Now, if I go back a little bit to the patterns that we have, I just want to illustrate it a little bit better with examples, okay?
Sure.
All right. So there is a research, a huge study that was done about lottery winners. The research shows us that 90% of the people that won millions of dollars, of the lottery winners, 90% of them, within 5 years, not only that they lost all of their money, but they also got themselves into other trouble, like getting divorced or losing good relationships or addicting to alcohol. So the reason for that is because they had a huge gap between the subconscious settings that they had, like money and I are not good together, or I'm not good with money, or easy come, easy goes, you know. So it was only a matter of time until they would lose everything. So their subconscious mind conducted them to think and feel and behave in a way that will exactly match this setting. And the results that they are experiencing right now, that they lost all of their money, it's just a reflection. It's a reflection of what's sitting inside their subconscious mind. And the reason that people are so frustrated that they're not achieving their goals is because they're starting from the end. They're starting from the results instead of starting with the root, which is changing your subconscious mindset.
Well, I think, I mean, I, again, I, I mean, my work is all about getting to the root of the problem, getting deep into the source and revamping that and changing that at the core so that we can understand what's driving us. And it is said that 90% of only 10% of our mind is conscious, meaning, you know, we'll really know so much more as just other forces that are working, you know, like our automatic, autonomic nervous system and that kind of thing. So it's really very, this is the root of where we need to go to create change and, and certainly sustaining change, not just a moment, like a quick shift. So this is just much more sustaining, and I think that all the resources we can have to really access this kind of content and information and knowledge is, and resources is just beautiful thing, and what you're doing is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And yes, and so, I mean, you're telling us about how long, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I think, you know, people will be like, well, how long will this take, and how often do I got to do it?
Because
especially if somebody is not in the best place possible, they tend to be, I think that there's a lot, there can be a lot of resistance or a lot of negative expectations projected out that can get in the way of moving forward.
Right.
So, and then you don't actually give things an opportunity. So let's talk a little bit about that, that whole, really, your work is brain retraining.
Okay.
This
is a great question because I get it all the time. And it's funny that we get these questions here because you don't see people going to the gym, for example, and ask their trainer, how long will it take until I see six-pack? Well, it's pretty much up to you. But I'll tell you what, according to studies show that it takes between 4 weeks to 90 days to form a new habit in your mind, like to rewire the brain and to create a neurological a system, neurological path in your brain. Now, it really depends also on your resistance level, like how deep it is, how rooted it is, how deeply you believe that money is the root of all evil, how deeply you believe that you are not worthy to find love. So for people who have a level of resistance, which is a bit deeper than the usual, it might take longer than 4 weeks. But with subliminal messages, what's beautiful about it is that the results are pretty fast. And it's an easy method. Like, it's very easy and fun. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything with subliminal messages. I call it the lazy method. All you have to do is just take your headphones and listen at night before you go to sleep, or even listen during the day. You don't have to do anything. And what the messages do, they penetrate your subconscious mind. And once you play it in the background and let the messages repeat themselves over and over again, eventually they will physically transform your brain system. And you will see results. But it's pretty much up to you how you do it. I mean, if you follow the rules, if you follow the instructions, and how constantly you do it. Like, if you go to the gym once a month, you're probably not going to see results, right? And same thing here. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what is your advice to people? Like, do they do it every night? Do they listen to it throughout their sleep? Like, what is the most effective or beneficial? Or what do you suggest?
Okay. First of all, on my website, you can find a frequently asked questions. But in short, I will answer that. It depends. I will divide it into two. So you have the subliminal meditations that contain only subliminal messages. And you also have the subliminal meditations that are combined with brainwave entrainment technology, which is binaural beats and isochronic tones, that there are healing frequencies. Now, the subliminal meditations that are combined with the sound therapy, it's recommended to use it up to an hour a day. Like, it's completely safe, but out of safety reasons, listen up to an hour a day. And this is not a replacement for a therapy, so you should advise your doctor, by the way. And as for the subliminal messages themselves, there is no time limit. Like, you can listen all day long. You can listen while you're cooking. You can listen while you can put it in the background while you're checking your email or while you're posting statuses on Facebook. And, of course, listen at night when you go to sleep. So you have hours to program your subconscious mind and create new, you can shift your belief system every night.
So why the power, obviously, you have the sound therapy and the empowering suggestions. Why is that combination so powerful?
Oh, I will tell you, because, first of all, the brainwave entrainment is scientifically proven method that sends frequencies that synchronize with your brain. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that, to notice that sometimes you listen to music or to sounds that make you feel good, and sometimes you listen to sounds that make you feel bad, you know? So what this brainwave entrainment does, designed to put your brain into the same activity state as when you are meditating. And they also contain healing frequencies, and the healing frequencies are designed to make you feel good. They're designed to improve your metabolism. They're designed to boost your confidence. They're designed to improve your memory. Like, there are many healing frequencies that I combine. And when you put it together with the subliminal messages, it creates such a powerful tool to shift your subconscious mind paradigms.
I'm going to ask this question because I know that some people will be having this thought. Can it really be that easy?
Yes, it can really be that easy. But again, this is up to you. You see, people are expecting that when you try something new, like you kind of dependent on that. Like you hope that this is going to work like a magic pill.
Magic.
Yes. But it's really up to you. It's not a magic pill. You have to put yourself in a position that you actually apply it, that you're going to actually listen to that every night. You have to put yourself in a position that you will train your brain. And and when you listen to it, first results, and you will notice shortly after that you are becoming different, like you are becoming more relaxed, like you're changing, that suddenly your anxieties melt away or your depression melts away, you will feel better. And as you will feel better, that reinforces the subconscious mind patterns, and that's why it's so powerful, because once you feel better, it perpetuates that feeling.
Well, I mean, that again is so empowering, and one of the messages that definitely is a theme in this show is that we can create change bit by bit and over time and with consistency by our commitment to something, and it doesn't have to be painful and difficult, and that's what scares people. There are so many powerful ways, and what you're doing is incredibly powerful. Just a by giving ourselves the chance to plug into this and giving ourselves the opportunity. And the kind of like final question would be, hey, so when you say that, because I know, I mean, the retraining of the brain, and again, that's very evidence-based, and there's a lot of research on that, so it's very solid. When you start retraining the brain, so you have that moment, what happens when a person is having experiences in life? Does that retraining through your work, do they take it into their life?
I'm not sure that I understood the question. I'm sorry.
No problem. Because, you know, people will have like, oh, I do a meditation, for instance, and I feel good now. Mm-hmm. And then I get into the world. I go to work. I go to here. I go to there. And then, poof.
I think
it only lasts as long as that moment. But we're talking here about retraining the brain. So my question is, to those who have that kind of question, does it stay with me in the day? Do I, like, you finish, you feel good, and then you notice yourself switching back to old beliefs?
Right. That's a great question. Yeah, it, It happens a lot when people are trying new methods and they feel great. That's what happened after people saw The Secret, by the way, and they felt so great. And then after a while, after a short while, it just went away and they got back to their old routines, to their normal lives. But with subliminal messages, the reason that it's so powerful is because it's working on the long term. And again, once you change your patterns, you change your life, you change your results. Because when your patterns are changing, there is no hidden force that is working against you. You are becoming in alignment with your subconscious mind. And you are significantly reducing the gap between your conscious desires and your subconscious paradigms. So the subconscious doesn't have its own agenda. So you're creating this alignment, and that's why it's working on the long term.
Well, Eve, it's been such a joy having you, and we'll be wrapping up in a second here. Your message is very powerful, and just for the listeners, again, www.vortex-success.com. Edith's link is in the message board below. Go to YouTube, look there, Vortex Success. That's all you got to search in YouTube, Vortex Success. You're going to find Edith, her incredible work. Check out her website. Download the digital versions of this, and really open up to that opportunity to create amazing transformation in our lives. It's right there at a fingertip away. So, Edith, thank you so much for your message, your empowerment, the incredible work you're doing, the incredible opportunity you offer people to create change, and for being a beacon of light in this world.
Thank you so much for having me. I was very happy to be here. Thank you.
It's a joy. Many, many blessings. And thank you again.
Thank you. Right back at you. Thank you.
Bye, hon. Wow. Bye, hon. So this is Dr. Nicola Burr. We've had a great show of showing all the ways, simple ways, that we can really plug into more empowerment and create change. Fingertip away, just go to YouTube. Check out Edith at Vortex Success, and we can retrain the brain. This is just amazing work, and we all want to know that we can empower ourselves, and it really, really is available for us. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights in how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, nicolabird.com, join my mailing list, check out amazing work that I have there, and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get tips and tools for creating the amazing life that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to spread the joy and share out on the limb with all your friends. And keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on that limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.